And that something happened. I was in the house by myself. Like, I was terrified, but it was good because it made me go closer to God. And all of a sudden, something said, wait a minute. If fear is the thread, the corroding thread, then what is the living thread? So every step I take is a third step in between. I'm going to say that again. Think for me. Come on, stay with me. When I walked into the room of Alcoholics Anonymous, I said, my name is Leslie Stranger. I'm a recovering alcoholic, and my life is unmanageable. Third step. 12 and 12 talks about I come in on a 1 and a 3 anyway. Y'all didn't know that. Read that again. It's in the book. And then when I found out how insane I am with or without alcohol, then all of a sudden I need to turn that over to God too, because he can only restore me to sanity. God help me. Then when I get to the third step, I do the third step prayer that my thinking and my life is unmanageable. Then how do you prove that you're turning your will and your life over to the care of God? Or whatever it is, the care of the group, the care of the lights, the care of whatever you want to call it. How do you prove something? How many people are married? Any couples in here? Anybody married? If you're not a couple, you're married. So you obviously, with your dummy self, you took a, I'm just playing with you, you took a vow, didn't you? And you had a witness, didn't you? I don't think anybody just, you know, unless you did some ceremonial stuff, that's cool too, but you took a vow. So when I talked to my sponsees, I said, you know, that third step prayer just came to me, it's a vow. It's a vow. It's promising me, God, and another human being, that I'm willing to turn it over. Well, if a man says he wants to marry you, sister girl, and he ain't got on his knee, he just talking, right? And what we sisters want to do is I want to see what you talking about. I want it this big, too. So, you know. So when you take that vow and you take that plunge, Leslie, you take that vow and you take that plunge and you say it in front of another person, then they told me you go immediately into 4. And then after I want to prove that I've turned my thinking and my actions over to the care of God, and then I immediately go into a 5. Then I turn my third step and I go to a 5 and I find out about my 6, and there's a third between 7, and there's a third after 7, and there's a third before 8, and so on. And there's a third at 9, and there's a third at 10, and then there's a third. This is just my thinking. I may be crazy. I don't know. I said, you know, I'm doing the third step all the time. Let me tell you some good points about this program and how God, I'm going to talk about God real quick. I don't care what you call it. The one with no name, the nameless one, the unknown, the energy, the vortex, the source, it, something, I don't know. Higher power, HP, G-D. It was something I was listening to that Sandy Beach said one day. It's so funny. He said, you know what? When you stay around here long enough and you do the steps, you might say it's the doorknob or your home group, a group of drunks, or what, gift of desperation, whatever you want to cleverly call it. But sometimes in your life, sometime in your sober life, one day you'll look up and say, God, please help me. You don't have to struggle then. We didn't tell you to say that. Something comes up out of you and up off of you, and you say, thank you, God, my child lived. Thank you, God, I woke up today. Thank you, God, I'm here. Thank you, God, she didn't get loaded again. Thank you, God, I'm breathing again. Thank you, God, I'm 63 and I'm not overweight and I've never been sick. Thank you, God, for all my loved ones. Thank you, God, for this house that I live in. Thank you, God, that I didn't get COVID and I haven't been sick in over 5 years. Thank you, God. Say, I don't need nobody to hold no gun to my head, because I'm going to call it what I want to call it, but I know it ain't Leslie. We don't care if you call it nothing. Just come on in. Come on in. Grab a hand. Shake a friend. Shake a hand. Take a friend. Whatever that song is. Just do that. We are the only fellowship that you can even steal the treasury money and we don't put your ass out. I don't understand. Have y'all had? I know.